Sweet Crude, a documentary by Sandy Siafi, shows the impact of the oil industry on villages in the Niger Delta and the villagers' responses. Siafi submitted some of her footage for a January broadcast of ABC World News and Nightline. Siafi explains that the version of her work, which ABC aired, took her by surprise.
You cannot ignore that ABC did not report the news poorly. They created a different outcome.
The Niger Delta provides one-fifth of the oil consumed in the U.S. British colonialism there resulted in a government today that allows oil corporations easy access to the Delta's oil. Siafi says that this arrangement between the government and the oil corporations sacrifices the welfare of the villagers for profit. Acid rain from the industry's gas flaring pollutes the soil and water. Oil spills in the creeks have killed massive amounts of fish. The Delta suffers one of the world's highest infant mortality rates.
All of that billions of dollars of oil extracted from the ground with zero development for the people there. So there's no running water, no electricity, no schools, no hospitals, and the traditional ways of living that would have sustained those communities have been destroyed.
Loss of the traditional farming and fishing occupations has left the Delta people in severe poverty. As a result, people in the Delta have resorted to stealing oil to support themselves. Oil company officials and the military are paid to look the other way while boats of stolen crude, escorted by armed thugs, make their escape. Sometimes boats are fired upon by competing oil thieves who want to seize the crude. Who are these armed thugs? Youth groups who have few alternatives for income. Though these youth groups have resorted to violence for subsistence, some of the Delta's people have fought to protect their rights through nonviolent means. Siafi tells us of one such act of resistance.
A group of women paddled wooden canoes up to the side of huge oil platforms, and they climbed up on top. And I've heard some of the security workers interviewed who said, we had been trained for invasion by militants. We had been trained for guns, hatchets, karate even. We had never been trained with what to do with thousands of women with their bodies climbing on an oil platform.
Hired thugs beat the women badly. Some of the women died. The act of resistance received international press coverage. The nonviolent protest led to oil companies signing memoranda of understanding with the community, which Siafi states they later largely ignored. A group of young men formed the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, in response to the brutality at the platforms. According to Siafi, MEND believes taking up arms is their only chance for justice. They have taken foreign oil workers hostage at gunpoint. Siafi explains that these are no ordinary kidnappers.
When they would kidnap people, their claim is that they were doing it as human shields because their villages were being bombed by the Nigerian military. They had water for the hostages, they had food, they took very good care of them. What they also did is they took them in boats all over the Delta to educate them about the acid rain, about what was happening to the creeks, about the fish population dying off. And a lot of those hostages left feeling like their captors' only motivation was to change the lives of the people in the village.
The kidnappings and the increased hostility have decreased oil production. MEND has killed no one to date. The media refers to MEND as terrorists. On the other hand, the Nigerian military ambushed a MEND boat transporting an unharmed hostage to his release, killing 15 people, including the hostage. The military claimed that they were responding to a threatening situation.
What's disingenuous at best about that is that MEND called them, and they actually admit in the Nigerian media that they received that phone call. They know that that hostage was being released when they opened fire.
The media now has information on two groups calling themselves MEND. Siafi gave ABC her footage covering the original MEND, the young men described in this story. They agreed to be filmed at great personal risk. There is also a splinter group led by a leader who no one has seen publicly. They, too, call themselves MEND. Siafi says only the original MEND is embraced by the Delta communities, and the splinter group uses violence. ABC chose to air footage of the splinter group on World News and Nightline and not of the original MEND, using the word terrorist in their commentary over 40 times in under 10 minutes.
They've actually elevated the status of what may not be a very legitimate group on the ground, but now they are. So for us to talk about who MEND is and isn't is not a small matter. You have to criminalize what is to be criminalized and politicize what is to be politicized. That distinction means war and peace.
Because of what ABC did, Siafi feels that independent media is essential. She says it provides access to underrepresented perspectives.
When you only serve to titillate, when you only serve to make money, you can't possibly serve what you're supposed to be, which is the fourth branch of government. To watch the actual consequences of not only untold stories, mistold stories, mangled stories, but manufactured stories by people with vested interests beyond what any of us could possibly imagine. So really, independent voices are the only hope for people in places like the Niger Delta, New Orleans, the Central District. It really is the only game in town.
For more information about Siafi's work and the televised version on ABC, you can go to sweetcrudemovie.com. For KBCS One World Report, this is Peggy Wolf. Special thanks to Yuko Kodama for help on this story. This one, I'll be dancing, dancing.